I wanted to ask you, how has your understanding of heaven given you a peace in light of Nancy's death and grief and these days over the last, you know, year and a half?
Well, I would say a lot of people would answer that question by saying, I am relieved that my wife is out of pain, which of course I am very much. I have the confidence that she's safely home with her Lord, and that she's in the place that she belongs. And one day I will join her there, and that's where we will live together forever. And that's probably the extent of the comfort that most people feel. And that's a wonderful comfort. But with me, having spent way over 20 years, closer to 30 years of my life, researching, studying, contemplating heaven and what heaven is and what heaven means, I look at it very differently, because I believe that where Nancy is right now in the present heaven, in theology, sometimes it's called the intermediate heaven, but I don't really like that term because it's misleading to some people. But the present heaven, that is the pre-resurrection heaven. Okay, so it's heaven because heaven is where God dwells with his people. It's where God's throne is. So it's truly heaven. But it's not heaven as it is ultimately going to be, because the Bible promises, and we're told in 2 Peter 3:13, we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. So when Nancy and I would talk about the new earth, Nancy would talk about, you know, Jesus says, if we've been faithful in a little, he'll put us over much, and some will be put over 5 cities, and some will be put over 10 cities. Well, since God created us to have dominion over animals, not just to govern other people, do you think that God might allow me to govern dogs on the new earth? You know, to be with, and she said, to be down by the water and have 100 dogs and then watch and go out and swim with the dolphins and the manta rays and the sea turtles. And she loved all those sea animals and whales and all of that. And I said, I would not be at all surprised if he would allow you to do that as you make that request. So you just ask him, and he'll do what he knows to be best. And a lot of Christians think as if we will live forever as disembodied spirits, when Paul says, if the dead are not raised, we are of all people, you know, most to be pitied. That's our hope, our blood-bought hope in Jesus is the resurrection.